Good morning, Sarah in Yorkie. Sarah, what is your favourite insert your own beverage here, dot, dot, dot?
My favourite insert your own beer.
Yes.
Into your mouth is after the kids go to sleep.
It's a great
when
feeling.
When they go to bed and that is it. You're done.
The chaos ends, doesn't it? And then you can actually exhale and feel the stress leaving your body.
And you do exhale. You go...
Yes.
Because you've got no more responsibilities. You don't have to keep a tiny thing alive anymore.
That's right. Your time is now your time.
Yes.
Alicia in Gordonvale. Good morning, Alicia.
My favourite insert my own beverage is beer.
Yep.
And when you've been driving for a few hours to go camping, you spend a good hour or two setting up, then you get to sit down and crack a nice cold beer.
Alicia, I agree. Yep, that is my second favourite behind the after Moby when you sit down and admire your handiwork. It is, once everything's set up, because setting up can take a while, and it's also sometimes, when you've got the family there, it can be a little bit stressful too. Rach in Mirabel, what about you? What's your favourite beer? Insert your own beverage there.
Oh, mine's definitely the post-netball.
Yeah.
So you've worked hard, you've come together, and you earned it, and you've already burnt the calories.
Nice balance.
Do you deserve that beer?
First cold beer after the game with your mates is always awesome. That's a good one, Rach.
Sammy in Freshwater, what's your fave? Insert your own beverage here.
My favourite is a wine while cooking risotto.
Yes.
I mean, if I'm going to slave over a hot stove for 20 minutes, then I need to have a wine in my hand. It should be an unwritten law. I must say, during the week, I try not to drink, and last night I made risotto, but hey, you got to have wine while you have risotto.
Well, doesn't it? I mean, a lot of risottos require a bit of wine, don't they?
Yeah, a bit for you, a bit for me.
Yeah, I don't waste it in the risotto.
You do. You have to stand there for about 20 minutes, don't you?
I know. It's hard work.
Well, it's high maintenance.
It is very low maintenance.
You've got to keep stirring. Stirring and stirring and adding stock and stirring.
But basically, it's any wine while you're cooking for the family, and I pretty much do that all week.
Ellie and Bentley Park, what's your fave insert your own beverage here?
Oh, I could give you a million of them, anything for a cold beer. But my favourite and the best, everybody's got to try it. You get home, the kids are in bed, you snap off that bra, you get into the hot, boiling hot shower, and your husband walks in with an ice cold beer. That feeling of your hot, steaming body with ice cold beer is just, just amazing. If you haven't done it, you need to try it.
Ellie was saying it was so nice. It's nice because your body's hot, but the insides of your body are cool.
Yeah. Right, okay.
Just that sensation feeling. It's beautiful.
It's a little bit Swedish. You know how they love to get into a hot sauna, then dive into ice cold baths?
But you're doing it. Go.
Yeah, in the shower with a beer. Nice one.
Hot shower, ice cold beer. And Inky, I just need to say, you need to be drinking while you're gurneying. You've got the gurney in one hand, you've got a spare hand for an ice cold beer.
Love how many people like to take a beverage to the shower. Yeah. So many people.
Oh, mate, I tell you, I married well. My husband brings me beers when I go to the shower.
You are one lucky lady. Yes, you are.
Jodes in Cairns, what is your fave insert your own beverage here?
Yeah, mine's VB.
Yep.
After a hard day at the farm with my dad slashing, and then we go to the beach and put a crab pot in and go fishing.
Oh,
beautiful.
That's a good beer.
That is good.
And if we are spawning ourselves, then we have fresh prawns on the bread with seafood sauce.
Next level.